Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to Mel Ingram Field. Welcome to Heater Newman Memorial Gymnasium, ladies and gentlemen, for the Southwest Conference basketball opener tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen hosting the Black Tornado of North Medford High School. The JV game is just underway. Well, not just underway. It's just about complete before us here, before we get the varsity game underway. And right now the Cavemen trailing, trying to come back from a long way down, about 14 seconds left. But it's going to be noisy here in the gym. Looks like we've got the full band there taking on the south end of the gymnasium just up from A Street, and they are in fine sound tonight, no question about that. And as people continue to pile in here, we expect the crowd to grow because it should be a significant crowd for both North Medford and Grants Pass as we get this conference schedule underway here on a Tuesday night in Grants Pass with winter in the forecast. We'll be back with more after this word from our good friends at Robco Incorporated.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Hey, Caveman JV's lost this one by 4, 51-47. Now, that's not too bad considering in the third period they were down by as many as 20 against a pretty good three-point shooting basketball team on the JV side of things. It's the Tornado and the Grants Pass. Tornado taking the floor right now. They are in bright red uniforms with black trim. Looking pretty good tonight. We'll get into them in a little bit. Of course, the Cavemen will be wearing their home whites, and they have just taken the floor on the far end are in their own huddle right now. So once again, this is the first game since the December schedule when it was pretty aggressive for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 12 games in that stint, including six out of state. Then about a 10-day layoff, and we'll see what that layoff has done for them. Coach said they needed the rest, so we'll see what happens here. Once again, and that's the scene here, courtesy of our good friends at Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, it's been a while since we got to talk face to face. So first of all, give me a brief description of really what went on in San Diego here. I know you lost two, picked up one win. Pretty tough competition down there.
Yeah, you know, we played three teams that are winning programs. They're winning ball games right now, and three totally different styles. We played one from California, another from Utah, and another from Washington, and their styles are a little bit different, but the game is a lot more physical there, and they allow you to get away with a lot more, and so it was kind of good for our boys to be able to go down there and be able to learn how to be a little bit more tough.
How'd your boys adapt?
They did well. You know, that the first game, we let them get out of hand a little bit too early, and we're playing catch up the whole game. By the time I caught up, we kind of ran out of steam, and then we had to start fouling and stuff like that. But adapt to the style of play well. We just didn't have a whole lot of shots go in, unfortunately. We shot very, very poorly. If you saw the scores, we were in the both games that we lost were in the 30-point area. Defensively, we held them to kind of where we'd want to, but we just couldn't score the basketball.
Coach, you came off a December schedule that was aggressive as any I remember a long, long time. And then you came into about a 10-day layoff getting ready for this contest. What's it been like since you got back from San Diego and have been working towards this game?
Well, we needed it because the flu bug hit our team really, really hard to where we had a couple of players. So practices haven't been all that great till probably the last 3 or 4 days because we've been combating the flu bug. But other than that, the last 2 or 3 practices were actually some of the best practices we've had all year. And the boys are focused. They're ready to go. And, so we just spent a lot of time on us. You know, we didn't spend a whole lot of time of game planning versus North Medford until yesterday. So we just tried to rep our stuff and be ourselves and do what we do.
All right. I know you've been battling injuries and health since about mid-December here. But with that aggressive schedule, getting your boys ready to play conference play, is the question too early? Did it help? Do you know if you're ready for this?
Yeah, you know, I think our preseason got us ready for league. You know, I think the boys, we had a lot of ups and we had a lot of downs, you know, coming into league 6-6. And that's just kind of where we're at right now. And so I think that our tough preseason schedule bodes well for us to compete at a high level in league. You know, I expect a lot from our boys defensively. Night in, night out, it's going to be who's going to score for us. You know, and that's where we're falling short is being consistent with scoring the basketball. Defensively, we've been pretty on point all year.
All right. And now we've talked about illnesses and injuries, and I think for most of our interviews, we've always started off asking for the injury report, health report. How are we tonight? Are we okay?
Yeah. We're probably the best that we could be right now as far as our injuries and health right now. So sickness, I think we're okay. We don't have any of our main 7 to 8 rotating guys. They're good to go, and they're probably as healthy as they're going to be all year right now.
All right. Well, North Medford, traditional rivalry, opening up conference play tonight. We'll talk about the tornado, and we'll come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Black tornado is swirling around here in Heater Newman Gym. Coach, what do you expect from the Black Tornado? They don't have as good a record as you do, but they're pretty close and they're ranked lower than you are. What do we know about this tornado? Does any of that matter tonight?
No, you know, when you play teams that have played each other for so long, and this group of kids from North Medford and our group of kids from Grants Pass have been playing against each other now since basically fourth grade. So, you know, everybody knows each other. A lot of it's just going to be some of the adjustments that we make in the game at certain players. North Medford does have I believe he's a foreign exchange student. He's a new player this year, and so he's helped them out a lot.
Is he the 6'6" young man?
No. It's not the 6'6" young man. I think it's number 4, if I'm not mistaken. So we've watched him in a lot of film leading up to this game, and he's a pretty good spark plug for them, and he does a pretty good job at getting the troops rallied.
All right. Whereabouts do we need to see him on the floor? Is he going to replace a Plankenhorn or a Klug?
No, he's actually a starter. He's actually a starter for him. He's probably a little on the same side as Klug is. So Klug is probably him and Klug are probably their most athletic kids in the program. program, and so, you know, we'll do our best job of keeping them off the boards and keeping them from going downhill will be the goal between those two guys.
All right, so what kind of tempo do we expect tonight?
I think from them and us, I think we'll both want to slow it down quite a bit if we don't have anything there. As you well know, we're not that great of a transition team. A lot of the stuff that we do, we like to pick who's shooting it. When we allow the boys just to kind of free for all within our transition, sometimes our decisions aren't made very well. So we'll do our best to control tempo tonight and to slow the ball down. Let Luke Morgan go to work a little bit. Let Jaden and Luke do a lot of pick and roll. And hope Peyton Bruner shows up. He's had some of the best practices of the week, and hope that we see what we saw from him last year in the Cactus Jam here in league.
Yeah, we noticed that, he was sick going into San Diego and had a tough trip down there. Is he back to full strength now?
Yep. He's as laser focused as I've seen him from last year and this year. So I really expect Peyton to really pick up our scoring in league. I think that he'll do a great job, and I think he's ready for the challenge. I had to talk to him a little bit about it, and he's ready to go. You know, he's kind of last year, he's kind of let Mason and, you know, the seniors do it, and this year he's kind of let Luke, Jaden, Gavin do it. And I told him that, you know, you can't let those guys do that. You've got to be an integral part of our team and be one of our top scorers for us to be successful. And so he's picked it up in practice, and you'll probably see a little bit different version of him this evening.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Now, key to tonight's win, all season long we've been talking about turnovers.
You know, turnovers have actually gotten better, Chuck. We've been struggling a little bit more, like I said, just shooting the ball and getting easy layups that should go in. I think if we're able to control the rebounding this evening, they're not going to throw any crazy presses at us from what I can tell in film. Although if they do, I think we'll be okay to handle their pressure. So I think a lot of it's going to be who controls the boards and who can hit some shots tonight, because I think defensively they'll be okay and they'll match up really well with us. So I think a lot of it will just be, you know, if we can get our scorers to score a little bit more than theirs at the get-go and don't put ourselves in the hole.
Rebounding and scoring, pretty simple, Coach.
Yep.
It sounds simple anyway, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you after the game. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute. Kate Benton, timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all: doors, windows, lumber, decking. Where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway, that's Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and this is subject to change at the opening tip. The Cavemen expect to start Luke Morgan, wearing number 24. Luke is a senior this year, and he is averaging almost 11 points a game. I have him at 10.9. Also getting the start tonight, number 3, Gavin McLean, averaging just over 11 points a game at 11.1. Peyton Bruner also getting the start. Double zero is what his jersey shows, averaging 8.9 points per game. We expect he will be in double figures before very long. He has that kind of scoring ability. And Jaden Jesse getting the start tonight. He is averaging 6.5 points a game. Does a lot on the floor besides score for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So number 44, Jaden Jesse, will be one to watch. Also number 11, Tyler McIntosh, averaging 6.4 points per game. A significant contributor both on the inside game, cutting and slashing, and hitting some three-point shots. Those are the starting five for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about the Black Tornado when we come back right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Now let's look at the starters for the Black Tornado of North Medford High School. We had just a really brief chat with head coach Scott Blankenhorn. And once again, these are subject to change. But we do expect Andrew Blankenhorn to start. In two games against Grants Pass, he totaled 15 points in two games. He can also hit the three. He wears number five. Also, he's a 5'11 senior. A 6'3 senior also slated to start tonight, wearing number 11 for the Tornado. That's Hudson Klug. Talked about him with head coach Jesse. He, in two games, he had hit 10 points for Grants Pass. Also can hit the three-point shot. Did some new names to us. Follow closely, please. Number 24, a sophomore at 6'2", is slated to start. That is Traeger Healy. I know nothing about Mr. Healy. A 5'10 junior also getting the start tonight. Easton Curtis, he'll be wearing number 3. And number 4, the gentleman we talked about with head coach Jesse, wearing number 4, a 6'4 junior. And I believe the name is Ruhan Olcon. He is a 6'4 junior. And from what I've seen in warm-ups, he is long and is 6'4". He is long and athletic and can move. He's going to be exciting to watch tonight. So if he is the spark plug, the Cavemen going to have their hands full. Well, those are the starting lineups tonight, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned. Keys to tonight's game coming right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And some fans, as they are walking by, coming into the gymnasium tonight, tapping on their shoulder and says, okay, Chuck, who wins tonight? And I took out a coin and flipped it. And that's what we know, for sure. The Black Tornado come into this game with a 6-8 record, so they're below 500. In the OSAA rankings, they're ranked lower than the Grants Pass Cavemen, but at this early stage of the game, that's pretty can be looked at with just a grain of salt, maybe some skepticism. We do know that last year these two teams split home and home. So one game won one, and the other one. So we expect certainly a competitive game tonight, one that's going to be entertaining and exciting. So if you're en route to the gym tonight, by all means, come on down. It's going to be a good one. More fans filling up here. Looked pretty sparse earlier. We've got the band filling up one end of the gymnasium. That's the south end completely. They brought the whole band tonight, so it's going to be noisy and exciting in the student body section starting to fill up. So all those things are going to filter into the keys to tonight's game. It's going to be noisy and exciting for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They've got a lot more experience than they did early on in the season, and there are times when they look very good and times when they're just scratching their head saying, will this team ever come together? So we'll see if they came together tonight. I suspect that they have. Coach Jesse said this long layoff from the last game on the 30th of December until tonight has actually helped them. They had some flu. He says everybody's 100% and ready to go tonight. So we look to, first of all, Luke Morgan working inside. Rebound's going to be critical tonight because they've got a couple of big guys. I think they're 6'4". Olcon is probably their best rebounder. They've got a 6'6 junior who can come off the bench. He played a significant amount of time in the JV game earlier, so I'm not sure how much we'll see of him. So rebounding, the Grants Pass Cayman need to control the boards to control that basketball, limit the Tornado to just one shot on goal, and at the same time keeping their offensive rebounds alive so that if it doesn't go in, you get a second shot. Sometimes it's that second shot, and that's where Morgan really cleans up around the basket. Of course, head coach Scott Blankenhorn knows that, so look for him to draw some defensive pressure. But if Morgan is on tonight and scoring at least his average, Cayman should be in pretty good shape. We expect to see Gavin McLean, also scoring in double figures tonight. Now, he's turned into the sharpshooter. He's one of the leading three-point shooters. He's got, to my record, 14 three-pointers on the season so far, and he's the leading caveman in that category whatsoever. So if we need to put the ball in the hoop, as the head coach Jesse intimated, look to McLean to provide some of that scoring. Add into that Peyton Bruner, who last year was averaging well into double figures, had several games well into the 20s. We get him scoring again. Once again, he was sick early on in December, about the mid part of December, actually missed a game because of sickness. And you could tell just looking at the numbers coming back out of San Diego that he was not up to par, either shooting free throws or the scoring the way we know he's capable. If he's back 100% and the coach says he's focused, get another 10, 12 points out of Bruner and let the rest of the team take over. In terms of scoring then, we get into Jesse and McIntosh, and each one of those scoring is certainly capable and have been leading scorers at early points in December. So they both have the three-point shot, and both can drive and slash. So we'll look for some of that to happen. So if the Cavemen can all hit their averages, Grants Pass should be in pretty good shape tonight because Grants Pass likes to focus on their defense. So defense going to be crucial, and how they defend this Black Tornado, which is still pretty much of a question mark. We'll talk about them when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, talk about the Black Tornado once again. Pretty much an unknown factor right now. We do know the coach's son, Plankenhorn. He can handle the ball. He can shoot. He can run inside and out. I compare him very to a Gavin McLean, quite frankly, although he's a little taller than Gavin, I believe. So Plankenhorn will certainly work the point. He'll score. He's a good free throw shooter. And can hit the three. Doesn't rely on the three, but can hit the three. And then Hudson Klug, also a significant part of their team last year. Once again, 10 points through two games. Not overly impressive, but 5 of 7 from the free throw line. So we know he can score, and we know he's effective inside. So we know those two. We've heard rumors about Rohan Olcon. The 6'4 junior, and if he's who I think he is, he will be something to handle. So the defense on those three, probably critical to tonight. I'm not sure about the others. All underclassmen getting a start tonight. That's Curtis, a junior at 5'10, and Healy, a sophomore at 6'2. The captains have met at center court right now and are moving back around as each team continues their warm-up shots here at Heater Newman Gymnasium. So we're talking about the keys to tonight's game. Go back to Grant's Pass right now. We've talked about scoring, and we've talked about rebounding, and we've talked about the cutout on turnovers. So Grant's Pass, not much of a transition game that we've seen so far, and I don't think head coach Jesse relies on that. But we could see some of that tonight depending on the rebounding and how the defense plays out. I expect not much of a pressure game, according to Coach Jesse, from the Tornado. I'm not sure how the Cavemen will respond to that. I think they saw plenty of that in California and can handle the pressure because they're a fairly good passing team, particularly McLean, Jesse, and coming off the bench, Zach DeShane, who can also hit a lot of threes. So look for extra scoring there. So those are some of the keys to tonight's game as we continue to move forward here, getting ready for this Southwest Conference opener on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. We're about 7 minutes away from the opening tip-off, and we want to remind you that Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between 8 and 9, brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. Opening tip-off coming after this one-minute timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Chuck Benson here at Heater Nuba Gym, getting ready for the Southwest Conference opener as the Cavemen host the Black Tornado of North Medford High School. At this point, we'll be with the Cavemen all the way through the season right now into the playoffs and, of course, absolutely through the playoffs. So we'll follow every game from here on out. We try to follow as many games as we possibly can in the preseason in December, getting ready for this, to, one, get ourselves familiar with the team and keep you appraised and let you pick out your favorites and to really create that bond between our listeners and their fan and the Cavemen and their fans. So that's part of what we do here. So next Friday night, we'll be right back here when the Wolverines of Willamette High School will be inbound. Tonight's tip-off is scheduled for 6:45. Obviously, we're not going to hit that. But next week's is scheduled, or pardon me, next Friday's is scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off. And that's, well, not most of it. It will vary throughout the season. Then we're back here a week from tonight for the South Medford Panthers, again at a 6:45 tip-off. And then we'll go on the road. We'll get into more of that a little bit later. So that's our commitment from Grants Pass Broadcasting to you, to bring you as much of Caveman basketball as we possibly can to create that bond between the listener and the fan, the players and the coaches, and bring you this exciting part of high school athletics and high school camaraderie. It's a character-building situation, and we have a lot of fun doing it. And we'll have more for you right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Teams beginning to file off of the playing surface right now as we're getting ready for the playing of the national anthem and the introduction of players. Just looking at that Black Tornado schedule, they're used to playing on the road, too. Their last loss was the 5th of this month. They lost to Lake Ridge 59-56 on December 29th at North Eugene. They lost to North Eugene 66-53. They lost to West Salem 61-53. They beat Reynolds in December 78-45, so they're certainly capable of putting up some points. A loss to Provo, Utah 63-49. A win against Ramona, California 66-46. And then a loss to Gibson, California, I believe, 66-63. So the team certainly is facing about the same situation that Grants Pass has faced in terms of finding some tough competition out there to play. We'll find out which is tougher. The Tornado have one more game since December than the Cavemen do, and I'm not sure if that's going to be a factor or not. Head Coach Jesse didn't seem to think it would be. Sometimes it's nice to knock that rust off. We're about a minute 42 before the warm-up clock expires here, and we get right down to what's going on here with the national anthem and the introduction of players, and we'll have all of that when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Well, the marching band here has just struck up the fight song. The home fans came to their feet and continued to clap along as we're getting ready for high school basketball at its finest right here. Peter Newman Gym, the opener for the Southwest Conference competition tonight between two bitter rivals, long-time rivals. Bit bitter on occasion, quite frankly. Most of the time, it's all sportsmanship on the field. Once again, everybody's on their feet right now and turning towards the flag right now. The rally squad has taken the center stripe of the court. The Cavemen are all spread out across the south foul line, and the Tornado now standing along the sideline on their bench. Head Athletic Director Clay Roundsville on the PA mic tonight. And we're about to have the national anthem. While they do the national anthem, we'll pause. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Do
you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
High school band just completed the national anthem, and they did it in, I think, 60 seconds exactly. Gracious. At any rate, once again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. About ready to get this one underway. Next in a row is the introduction of players here at Heater Newman Gymnasium. For the North Medford, they're starting five. Let's see if we can confirm what head coach told us. Number three is being introduced. That's Easton Curtis, a 5'10 junior. Easton Curtis. Andrew Plankenhorn introduced, but that's not who came out. Who came out was number four, Roan Alcan. There's Plankenhorn. And number 11 is Klug. Talked about him. And then the sophomore number 24 is Traeger Healy. So we know the starting five exactly as head coach Plankenhorn outlined to us early. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, double zero getting the introduction. That's Peyton Bruner. Once again, wearing double zero, averaging 8.9 points a game so far this season, capable of ripping the nets for many, many more. Number three, Gavin McLean, getting the introduction, averaging 11.1 points per game through 12 games so far this season. And number 11, getting the call right now, Tyler McIntosh, averaging 6.4 points per game. He'll do about anything on the floor you ask him to defend, rebound, slash, cut, shoot the three. He's capable. He's a team player. And number 24, Luke Morgan, he's the big guy at 6'4", about averaging just under 11 points a game. I have him at 10.9 points per game. And the final starter tonight, number 44, Jaden Jesse, averaging 6.5 points a game. And once again, he's a great athlete, will do anything on the floor that the coaches ask of him. Very versatile player, defensively, rebounding, passing, handling the ball, and scoring. So we know the principles right now. Let's move to the center court and get this game underway. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. And the crowd has really grown here. Not exactly full house, but pretty close to it. Student section has certainly some seating in it. If you're en route to the gym, hey, we'll make room for you. Once again, three officials for the varsity games, and the shot clock, a 35-second shot clock, is in effect. Earlier in the season, in December, just didn't seem to be a factor. And Bruner going to square off against number four, Alcon, as we suspected. And ball high in the air, about even, controlled by Bruner in the backcourt, quickly to McIntosh. Gives the ball off to Jesse. Jesse quickly into the forecourt. Draws, looks like a man-to-man defense early. Down to Bruner. Bruner drives the baseline, kicks it left-hand side in the corner. Shot for three is up, off, no good. Climbing for the rebound. The Tornado pulls it down. That's number 11, Klug, bringing it down. Top of the key. He draws man-to-man defensive pressure from Jesse. Shot from the corner, off for three. Is up and good, and that's Traeger Healy. He's a sophomore, and that quickly, we know why he's in the lineup. He's a sharpshooter. Out front now, Jesse with the basketball. Goes right-hand side on the wing to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, drives to the top of the key, then backs away. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan looks down low, working against that, looks like a zone defense. Attacks the basket, goes up and finds two, so Grants Pass answers with a field goal and a chance to add more to it. One and foul call on number 11. That'll be Klug. So Klug will pick up the first infraction of the evening for about anybody. And going to the free throw line with one shot is Luke Morgan. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound. Tornado in the hands of Olak. Kicks the ball back out front quickly. Ball left-hand side then on the wing as the Caveman show that matchup zone, it looks like. Flips the ball out front quickly. Ball in the hands of Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn gives it up center court to Curtis. Curtis goes right-hand side on the wing to Alcan. Back up front. Then Alcan cut to the basket. The pass was way in front of him, out of bounds. Caveman get it right back on the turnover. And in the backcourt, ball comes in to Jesse, uncontested. One man, Curtis, in the backcourt, just keeping him honest. Jesse flips the ball ahead to McLean, right-hand side. McLean feeds it high post to Bruner. Bruner attacks in the paint. Spins, goes hard to the glass, lays one up and in, and Bruner has his first two of the basketball game, and the Cavemen lead it 4-3. 6:30 to play, first period action. Ball right-hand side. Rolls loose for the Tornado, chased down by Curtis. Flips it back out front to Alcon. Left-hand side then. Shot is up from Traeger. It's off, no good. Right into the hand, didn't hit anything except the hands of McIntosh. McIntosh gives it back to McLean. McLean calling a play as he crosses the timeline right at center court. Flips the ball left-hand side on the wing quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh looks for a cutter, finds Bruner in the paint, right at the free throw line, steps back, fades away, puts a shot up, off, no good. Rebounded in the hands of Tornado, lead pass out, deflected, pulled by turned over. Curtis couldn't find it in the hands of Jesse, out to McLean. McLean drives all the way, lays one up, and I think they call a jump ball before he went up. The ball went through, but the jump ball was called before he was tied up. I thought there was going to be a foul, but the official says he got nothing but the ball, tied him up. Jump ball is called on the alternate possession rule. It goes to the Tornado. 4-3 the score early. Grants passed by one. Tornado with the basketball at 5:47 to play. First period. Ball left-hand side. Quickly into the hands. Alcon. Alcon to the free throw line. Kicks the ball right-hand side. Saved into the corner then by Plankenhorn. Lobs it left-hand side to the far side in the corner. Out to number 11. That's Klug. Klug goes down low, and the ball goes slapped out of bounds by the Grants Pass defense. It's still going to be Tornado basketball. Inbounds from the in line, just about the far east side of the corner. They'll put a box around the top of the key, then they'll break out of that. Each corner ball way out front then to Klug. Klug, left-hand side on the wing. Gets it back to Plankenhorn for three. Rims it out, no good. Board cleared by McLean for Grant's pass. All the pressure falls back. McLean gets some instructions from head coach Jesse as he walks the ball across the timeline right front court. Slides to the left-hand side, out between the circles now. High post quickly to Morgan. Morgan looks down the lane, finds nobody. McLean cuts the basket. He's cut off. Out front then to Jesse. Jesse drives, goes all the way, lays one up too hard off glass. Rebound into the hands of Klug again. Outlet comes to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn pushes the ball down the floor. Stops top of the key, goes back right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis flips one way. Pardon me, that's Traeger. Traeger then goes to Curtis, wing right-hand side. Curtis out front. Comes out between the circles. McTrain cries for the steal. Can't get it. Back out front. Left-hand side then quickly to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn back out front quickly to Alcon. Shot is up and good for... Now Haley gets it. That'll be his fifth point of the basketball game. McIntosh in the backcourt brings the ball down now. Flips the ball ahead to McLean. Right-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Bruner, top of the key. Left-hand side to Jesse. Pumps for the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Goes down low then to Morgan. Morgan attacks along the baseline. Lip off glass. Follows again. Tip up. Third time won't go. Rebound finally falls into the hands of Klug for the Black Tornado. And a whistle called. I think that was offensive. It was hard to tell, but Klug really put a move on Bruner and went into him. So Klug has picked up his second infraction of the night. 4:12 on the clock right now. It's 5-4. Grants Pass down by one to the Black Tornado here in the first period. DeShane checks in for Grants Pass. So we've got McLean, DeShane, Jesse. The freshman is on, and Bruner. Had Bruner bullet pass down low from DeShane, looking for Bruner on the cut. Was a little too hot and out in front. Couldn't catch up to it. Ball goes out of bounds. And the Tornado have it with a one-point lead, 5-4, 4:03 to play here in the first period. Plankenhorn across the timeline, right front court. Hands the ball off to Curtis. Curtis right-hand side, back to Plankenhorn on the wing. Plankenhorn comes out between the circles. Slides the left-hand side. Looks down low, can't find anybody. Back out front to That's number one, Torres. Torres gets the ball high post to Traeger. Traeger with the basketball. Back out front now to Alcon. Shot is up and good for three. It's Alec. Alec. Go ahead, Alec. Have to look at it. Yeah, you don't want to look at it. Your mind will freeze. McLean on the drive for Grants Pass. In the paint, underhanded layup is up and good, and McLean gets his first 2 points of the basketball game, and the Cavemen now down by 2-8-6. Alec spins, kicks the ball out front, then goes left-hand side. Ball slapped away by Jesse. Out of bounds. It'll be tornado ball inbounds from just in front of the scorer's table. Traeger will make the inbounds play. Finds Plankenhorn in the center circle. Plankenhorn begins to direct traffic. Bounce pass right-hand side to Alec. Alec right-hand side gives it to Plankenhorn. Comes to the free throw line. Directs traffic again. Hands it off to Curtis. Curtis slides to the right-hand side. Then back left-hand side to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn to the top of the key. Bullet pass down low and to Alec. Alec was up and out of control. Got the pass but bounced it off of the legs of Bruner. It's still going to be tornado ball inbounds of the inline. They're under the floor. 8-6 to score. Grants Pass trailing by two. Morgan's been getting a little breather, and Bruner sits down now as Morgan is back on the floor. Inbounds play goes to Alec in the corner, right-hand side. Alec out to Traeger. Traeger right-hand side in the corner. Out front then to Curtis. Curtis directs a little traffic himself, and I think we got a moving screen. Turns the ball right back over, and the Cavemen get the ball inbounds from the sidelines. McIntosh will make the play. Got Deshane in the backcourt. Deshane gets the call, or gets the pass, uncontested. One man in the backcourt, just to keep him honest, I think that's Torres. Flips the ball ahead quickly to McLean, right-hand side on the wing. McLean looks inside, then comes high post to the freshman, Rosetta. Left-hand side to McLean in the corner. Shot is up from the corner by Rosetta. It's off, no good. Loose basketball finally in the hands of Traeger. Traeger back to Plankenhorn. Long lead pass down by Curtis. Curtis controls it and went out of bounds. Back in, and whistle stops the action. Yeah, I thought he went out of bounds and came back in. I don't think he can do that. So it's ball is going back over to the Cavemen. Bruner will make the inbounds play. Far end of the floor from the end line. Another substitution for the Tornado. We'll pick it up as best we can. Number 10 is in. That's Nate Anderson, a 6'2 junior. It's 8-6. Grants Pass down by two with 2:12 left to play here in the first quarter. Deshane into the forecourt, drives left-hand side. On the wing, left-hand side to McIntosh, down low to Morgan. Morgan spins, fadeaway five-footer off, no good. Whistle stops the action. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. So Morgan will go back to the free throw line. So Anderson, the new man on the floor, picks up his infraction. Third team foul on the Tornado in this period. Once again, five fouls per quarter. Shot is up and good this time for Morgan. Morgan one for two from the free throw line. 41% free throw shooter on the season. Started really slow. He's better than that. He'll be above 50% before the season is over. One more shot coming for Luke. Shot is up and good. So he's 2 for 3 tonight. That's his fourth point in the basketball game, and we are tied at 8. Olak comes down right-hand side on the wing, moving with the basketball. Ball stolen away, though, by McIntosh. McIntosh into the forecourt quickly. 4-on-3. Can't capitalize, though. Backs out front. Hands the ball off to Deshane. Stolen away, though, by, I believe, Torres comes down. Gets the ball up in the paint. Shot is up and good against two defenders. So Miguel Torres just steals two from the Grants Pass Cavemen. It's 10-8. Grants Pass down by two. Deshane, left front court, on the attack. On the wing, goes down low, then to Morgan. Morgan draws a double team. He's stripped of the basketball by Torres again. Gets the ball back out to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn into the forecourt. Stops top of the key, squares for the three, pulls the trigger. Off, no good. Rebound comes down to McIntosh. Falls out of bounds, but flips the ball up to Morgan as he fades away. Gives it up to Deshane, and Deshane walks it down uncontested. 10-8 to score. Grants Pass down by two. Deshane into the forecourt. Drives right-hand side to the free throw line. Stops 10 feet away. Kicks the ball back out front to Bruner. Bruner head fake. Stops. Drives all the way. Shot is up. No good. Did he draw a foul? I think he did. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. And that'll be the fourth foul on the Tornado. This one's going to be on Number 10, Anderson. That'll be his second of the basketball game. Less than a minute to play here, first period at the free throw line. Bruner shot is up, hits the front of the iron, and then rolls through. So Bruner hits his first. He's got 3 points in the basketball game now, and one more shot coming. Payton stands in, one dribble, shot is up, quickly rattles this one home, and this one's through, two for two. He's got 4 points. And we're tied at 10, 56 seconds left here in the quarter. Torres walks the ball down right-hand side. He's cat quick with great hands, top of the key, stops, tries to drive by, can't do it, puts the ball up, off, and a foul called underneath. This is going to be against Bruner, I believe. Torres will shoot. No, it's going against Morgan. Torres seems to find a way to shoot regardless of the pressure around him. Once again, he got that last layup off with two men surrounding him. And Bruner was one of them. Morgan, I think, was the other. Goes to the free throw line with a couple, and he hits this one. So that's his third point of the basketball game, and it's an 11-10 basketball game. Morgan sits down as McLean, who's been getting a rest, comes right back in. 45.1 ticks left here in the first period. One more shot for Torres, and this one's good. So he has four in the basketball game. In terms of points, it's 12-10. 43 seconds. Caveman with the basketball in the hands of DeShane. DeShane comes down, crosses right at center court, has the ball slapped away by Torres. Picked up by McIntosh, though. Back to DeShane, left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse back out to DeShane. Bounce pass right-hand side to McLean. Controls the basketball, kicks it back out to McIntosh for three. It's good. So McIntosh hits from beyond the arc for his first points of the basketball game, and the Caveman lead by one. 13-12. Caveman contested the down court throw, knocked it out of bounds. It's tornado ball inbounds out to Plankenhorn with 17 seconds left. Standing just inside the timeline. Back to Torres, left-hand side. Comes up to Plankenhorn. Back to Torres. Deflected back to Plankenhorn, though. Right-hand side, the ball goes down low to Curtis in the corner. Knocked out to Alec, and Alec shoots the three. It's off, no good. Into the hands of McLean, protects the basketball with 6 seconds, 6-tenths of a second. Makes the long throw just under the basket. That's the way the first period will end, with the Caveman leading by one, 13-12. We'll be back with the second period right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. I need to tell you that this first quarter was brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. You'll call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Tip of the hat to Jay Moser, a longtime sponsor of Caveman Sports here on KAJO. I don't think he's missed a game since we've been broadcasting them back in 1980. And that's all we'll have to say about that. Thank you, Jay. And second period going to be brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement, right on the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. Was in there the other day, picked up some shims, as a matter of fact, had a furnace filter. So whatever you need, remember, it's Diamond Home Improvement. You need it to improve your home, Diamond's the place to go. And it's not a diamond in the rough. It's not rough at all, folks. When play is resumed here in the second period, it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds on the alternate possession rule. McIntosh will make the plays. Got DeShane on the floor, along with McLean, Bruner, and Jesse. So ball comes into DeShane in the backcourt. Crosses left front court on the sideline. Gets a little pick from Bruner. Kicks the ball left-hand side on the wing. Then to McIntosh. Back out front to McLean. Top of the key. Right-hand side then to Jesse. Head fakes and drives that into the paint. Floats one up. Off no good. Contested. Finally into the hands of Torres. Torres brings the ball down. He's got great hands. And he's cat quick. Into the forecourt. Little skip step. Goes to the left-hand side. Tries to drive by Jesse. Can't do it. Kicks the ball out front quickly. Right-hand side in the corner to Alec. Alec comes out between the circles. Out front now. Pick up this man's number in just a moment. Ball kick left-hand side. Back out front now to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn. Bounce pass down low. Stolen away, though, by Bruner. Bruner gets the ball up to Jesse. Lead pass up left-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh hesitates, drives into the paint, spins, kicks the ball to Bruner. Eight-footer on the way, off the back of the iron, too hard. Rebound taken down by Plankenhorn. Gets the ball right-hand side to Torres. Torres slides down the right-hand side for the Tornado. Then spins down low, shoots, fire, 8 on 8 feet, off, no good. Rebound contested, and a jump ball is called on the alternate possession rule. I think it's Tornado basketball. Traeger returns, and Alec comes out. From the inline, they bring it in. Torres will make the inbounds play. They brought in a 6'6 junior to the right-hand side. He'll work down low. He's a big guy. Ball out front. Stolen away by McIntosh. Shovels left-hand side to Jesse all the way, and he stuffs it home. So Jesse gets a big stuff for the Grants Pass Cayman. His first 2 points in the basketball game. The Cayman up by three, 15-12. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Torres. Torres with the basketball. Comes across the top of the key, then backs away from Grants Pass's defense. Right-hand side then. And a whistle stops the action away from the basketball between Deshane and, their big guy. Yeah, that's the call. Number 21 will get the infraction. His first of the basketball game and the first this quarter on the Tornado. That's Whittle Johnson, Lucas Whittle Johnson, 6'6 junior, big guy. He's not only 6'6 tall, he's about 6'6 through the shoulders, too. Deshane brings the ball down for Grants Pass. Right front court, then spins, working against Torres. Goes right-hand side, then quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh out front to Jesse. Bapes goes left-hand side, then to McLean on the wing, and drives to the baseline. Surrounded there, kicks the ball back out front to Deshane on the wing. Look for the shot, gets the ball into freshman. Ball rolls free, stripped to the basketball. Ball comes out to Plankenhorn. The lead pass on the alley-oop. Hits the back of the air and off no good. Bounces all the way out to McLean at the free throw line. Cayman comes right back on the run. They find Jesse. He's in the paint. Kicks the ball left-hand side. And as he went up for a shot, he was fouled. So no shot. He did get the ball left-hand side to McIntosh, but I think they're going to put him on the free throw line. And number 24, that's Healy, Traeger Healy. His first and second team foul this quarter. So the Cavemen put a box around the key this time. Bounce pass inbounds quickly. Gives it right back to McLean. Ball slapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. It was Whittle Johnson who slapped it away. He's the big guy we were talking about. McLean will make the inbounds play. Got Rosetta on the floor also, and they'll flip it out to Rosetta right at the top of the key. Ball left-hand side then to Deshane. Deshane, high post to Rosetta, spins at the free throw line. Backboard shot off, no good. Was close. Hits front of the rim and bounced out. Tornado bringing it back down court on the drive. Torres out front. Lobs it left-hand side to Curtis. Curtis between the legs with the dribble. Tries to drive by Jesse. Can't do it. Looks for help. Kicks the ball way out front again. Ball left-hand side to Torres. Torres, a little head fake, spins in the paint. Kicks the ball out front. Spins at the free throw line. Elevates and a no shot. I think we've got a foul called on. So McIntosh will pick up the infraction away from the basketball. It's Tornado ball inbounds from the inline. Ortega from the corner. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebounded by Rosetta. Rosetta, baseball throw out to McIntosh. Out in front of everybody, lays it up and in. And McIntosh gets his second field goal of the night. He's got 5 points, and the Cavemen lead it 17-12, up by five. This is the largest margin for either side so far in this contest. Ball out front now in the hands of Ortega. Ortega gives the ball up to Curtis. Curtis from 23 feet, misses, off, no good. Rosetta pulls in this rebound and hands it right back to Jesse. 4:53 on the clock. Cavemen on a little run here, up by five, 17-12. Jesse in the backcourt, bumping along with Torres. Drives, has room in the paint, goes up. Wanted to stuff at home, hit the back of the iron. It's off, no good. Should have just laid it in. Ball comes back on the run. Ortega with the basketball out front for the Tornado. Now working against Deshane. Drives to the right-hand side. Deshane, as quick as he is. Bounce pass left-hand side, though. Ball to Curtis. Back out front to Ortega to the free throw line. Bounce pass on the corner, this time to Torres. Torres drives, puts a shot up, off no good. Rosetta rebounds, gives the ball up to McLean. Late pass out to Deshane. Deshane wants to drive, kicks the ball in the corner to McIntosh. Launches the three, it's off, no good. Ball pulled back down for the Tornado by Whittle Johnson. Johnson comes back. Curtis right-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Torres. Left-hand side to Healy. Healy on the drive, lays one up, that is good. And Healy has 7 points in the basketball game, I believe, to lead all scorers. Timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 3:59 to play here in the first half. It's 17-14. The Cavemen lead by three. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Kind of a little scoring drought here in the second period. At 17-14, it was 13-12 at the half. The Cavemen do have right now a three-point lead. And the basketball, as Jesse gets the ball in to DeShane in the backcourt. Token pressure in the backcourt, man-to-man now, as DeShane brings it down. Cuts right-hand side into the forecourt, has room. Kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner to Bruner. Out front then to DeShane. Top of the key, drives the left-hand side, gets a little pick from Morgan, then goes in the corner then to Rosetta. Rosetta brings the ball back up front, finds Jesse between the circles, right-hand side to DeShane, then down low to Bruner in the corner. Drives the baseline, elevate, shot is up from 3 feet, won't go, gets the rebound back, puts it up, off no good. This time it falls to the Tornado. Tornado's Healy gives the ball up to Curtis. Curtis, right-hand side, drops the ball right back to Ortega. Ortega up front has a double high post set up by the Tornado. Ortega out front, goes left-hand side to Curtis on the wing as one of those high posts drops low, ball out front then to Torres. Torres back left-hand side to Curtis. Curtis, wing left-hand side. Comes out front, ball stolen away by Jesse. He's out in front of everybody, goes high. This time he lays it over the edge of the rim and lays it in. So Jesse gets his second field goal. He's got 4 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen's lead is 5 again, 19-14. 2:54 to play here in the first half. That's Ortega out front with the basketball between the circles as they came and show man-to-man defense. Ball left-hand side to Alec. In the corner, left-hand side to Healy. He'll shoot the three, and it's good again. That's his second three of the night. He's got 10 points to lead all scorers. 19-17 the score. 2:34 to play. DeShane in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives. Has room on the right-hand side. Elevates at the free throw line. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Tornado. Shoveled out quickly to Ortega. Ortega between the circles. Left-hand side to Healy. Head fakes. Gets in the paint. Kicks the ball back left-hand side to Ockel. Right-hand side. Kicks the ball out front between the circles. Again to Ortega and the Tornado reset. Little pick set up by Healy. Healy gets into the paint. Left-hand side to Curtis from the corner for three. It's off. No good. Rebound being fought for. And finally controlled by Rosetta for Grants Pass. So the big freshman comes in at 6'4" and controls the boards here. Rosetta out front, pardon me, DeShane out front, gives the ball to Morgan at the top of the key. Luke tries to drive, spins into the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner, shot for three on the way. And this one is good by Bruner. And Bruner gets his seventh point of the basketball game. It's 22-17, 1:37 to play. Ortega brings the ball down left front court. Came in against staying in that man-to-man. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Healy. Out front quickly to Whittle. Whittle tries to drive on the big guy, and they draw the foul from Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his first of the basketball game. Second team foul this half, or this quarter, on the Grants Pass Cavemen. McIntosh has been getting a little breather, checks back in. So does McLean. Jesse sits down, so we've got Bruner, Morgan, McLean, and Rosetta on the floor right now. And timeout has been taken by the Tornado. A look at the scoreboard with 1:24 to play. The score 22-17 is the score. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 22-17, the score. Grants pass by five right now. A minute 24 to play in the first half. Play is resumed. It'll be Tornado basketball inbounds in the inline, their end of the floor. Alok comes over to make the inbounds play from the inline, lobs it way out front. It's stolen away by Rosetta. Drives it all the way, goes hard to the basket, has the ball slapped away out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Oh, got a foul call. No, he changed his mind, just pointed to the end here. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the inline. McLean is there to make the inbounds play as he came and put a picket line across the baseline here. He'll break out of that, and it'll go out front to Rosetta, left-hand side on the wing. Hands it right back to McLean. Launches the three immediately and buries it. So McLean gets his first three of the night. He's got five in the basketball game, and it's 25-17 now. Ball out front in the hands of number 21, and he answers with his own three. He's the big guy, the six-footer. His first points in the basketball game, Whittle Johnson. First name is Lucas, 6'6". McLean out front with the basketball, gives it over to McIntosh, right front court, then drives to the left-hand side, finds Rosetta on the wing, left-hand side. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor, comes back to the right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, tries to drive, gets into the paint, but kicks the ball down low to Rosetta. Loose basketball picked up by Morgan. Morgan elevates and is drawn for his foul. He'll go to the free throw line. This foul going to be called on, I think, 21, Whittle Johnson. That'll be his second, and that's the third team foul this period on the Tornado with 34 seconds left, a little more than 34 seconds left as Morgan stands in at the free throw line, 2 for 3 tonight. Shot is up and good, 3 for 4 tonight, and that's his fifth point in the basketball game. So the Cavens scoring been pretty spread around. One more shot coming for Morgan. Not sure what the holdup is. Now they've given the basketball back to Morgan. Bounces once, twice. Bends at the knees. Focuses. Shot is up. Follow through. Hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. And Rosetta rebounds and puts it back up and in, and he's fouled. So Rosetta picks up his first two of the basketball game, and the Cayman now up by 8. Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Let me check here. Rosetta 3 for 7 from the free throw line. That's 42.8% on the young season for the freshman. So one shot for Rosetta here. Deep breath, flexes the knee, shot is up. Plays it off the glass, it's good. He's got three in the basketball game, and it's 29-20 here with 32 seconds left in the first half. So the Cavemen here in the second period have really stretched that score out. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Uncontested comes up to Curtis. Curtis slides down the right-hand side. 27 seconds. The shot clock is off. Ball goes right-hand side to Curtis. Double high post now for the Tornado. Ball out front in the hands of Curtis. Being chased down by Duchesne. Goes back to Blankenhorn, right-hand side. Blankenhorn out front gives the ball up to Klug. Klug drives the right-hand side. McIntosh tries for the steal. Klug gets it right back. Flips it into the corner. Blankenhorn gets it. Tapped out of bounds by Bruner. And it's going to be Tornado ball inbounds with 6.4 seconds left to play. So Caveman defense has elevated itself here in the second period. Inbounds play down low to Klug. Klug puts it back up and in, and so Klug gets it that quickly, and there's the buzzer at the end. So Klug gets the last two of the basketball game. It's 29-22 at the half. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Timed out for halftime statistics. In the first half, the Cavemen outscored the Black Tornado 29 to 22. At the end of the first period, the Cavemen led by 13 to 12. Won the second period 16 to 10 to make the score at halftime 29 to 22. Cavemen scoring came on 10 field goals, 3 3-pointers. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line. That's 75%. Were whistled for 3 fouls in the first half compared to 7 fouls against the Tornado. Tornado scoring came on 8 field goals, 4 3-pointers. They were 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That totals out once again to 22 points. The Cavemen, quite frankly, were out rebounded by the Tornado 13 to 9. In terms of floor percentage, the Cavemen hit 10 of 24. That's 41.6%, 46.6% for the Tornado. So far, the team stats seem to favor the Tornado, but the Cavemen still ahead. Turnovers, the Cavemen only had 4. In terms of turnovers, the Tornado had 11. So there's your difference. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back. Individual numbers, first of all, for the Black Tornado of North Medford High School. And a starting role, Traeger Healy, has 4 field goals, 2 of them 3s. He leads all scorers with 10 points right now and a single foul. Let's see. Easton Curtis, wearing number 3, a starter tonight, didn't figure into my scoring line or was not whistled for a foul. Wearing number 4, Rohan Olick, has 1 3-point field goal, 3 points, and no fouls. Coming off the bench, Lucas Withhold Johnson, the 6'6 young man, 1 3-point field goal and 2 fouls. He's got 3 points. And a starting role, Houston Klug, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. And Miguel Torres coming off the bench has 4 points on a field goal and 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, coming off the bench, Jordan Rosetta, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 1 at the free throw line, 3 points, and a single foul. Zach Deshane has significant minutes, did not figure in my scoring line, primarily working the point and dishing the ball off. Tyler McIntosh, a 2 and a 3, he's got 5 points and a single foul. Jaden Jesse, 2 field goals, 1 stuff, 1 layup, and 1 missed stuff. He's got 4 points and no fouls. Peyton Bruner has two field goals, a two and a three, and hit two free throws. So he has 7 points in the basketball game and no fouls. Gavin McLean, 5 points on a two and a three, no fouls. And Luke Morgan, 1 2-point field goal, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points and a single foul. Well, stay tuned for first half analysis, courtesy of the Neuro Clinic, after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion and motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine. They're on the Williams Highway. Now, let's take a look at, first of all, what has happened so far in the first half. When we were looking at the team stats, we were surprised to see that Grants Pass was out-rebounded pretty significantly, 13-9. Running the game back through my mind, yeah, that does make sense. They came outshot from the floor in terms of percentage, but certainly not by numbers of goals. 10 goals to 8 goals. And foul lines, pretty insignificant. Well, the Cavemen picked up 4 extra points over the tornado at the foul line, 6 points to 2 points. Turnovers have been the story here, and I think that's the Grants Pass defense in the second period. Forced 11 turnovers in the first half compared to just 4 turnovers for Grants Pass, and then Grants Pass made the best of those turnovers. So that's where we stand right now. So what does Grants Pass need to do? They need to get a little more. The scoring has been pretty spread out. Almost everybody except Deshane has scored, but we'd like to see that improved a little bit more. Bruner has been more aggressive. Is he the leading scorer for Grants Pass right now with 7? I believe he is, yes. McLean has 5, and Tyler McIntosh has 5. So we've got 3 threes on the through the hands. So putting the ball through the hoop, which was a concern for head coach Jesse throughout the season, seems to be working pretty well. When you're hitting 41% from a high school situation, that's not bad. You'd like it a little better, but you'll take that all night long, that 41%. And when you're shooting a lower percentage, like the Tornado are, well, like the Cavemen are, you just take more shots. So the Cavemen have taken more shots, 24 compared to 15 for the Tornado. Once again, that goes to the defense of the Grants Pass Cavemen. They have held in check one man that they were worried about, and that was Olak, A-U-L-A-K-H, Rohan Olak, 6'4". He has got 1 3-point shot. For the most part, he has been not a factor for the Grants Pass Cavemen, although he has garnered some defensive attention. There's no question about that. We'll continue with more after this word from our good friends at the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back. What do the Cavemen need to do in order to pick up a win here? Continue what they've been doing. Keep that defense elevated at a high level. And most of all, get some shots down. And when I talk about shots down, I'm talking at least 3 layups that didn't go in. got to hit the layups. Those are the ones that you can count on. Get those down. And instead of up 29-22, you're up 35-22. Kaya, 1 o'clock about set to expire here. The Cavemen already on the floor as Jesse comes out along with Luke Morgan, Bruner, and McLean, and McIntosh. Have yet to see the tornado come out, but we expect them any moment. So halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic. We thank them. They're on the Williams Highway. Third quarter going to be brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank. Been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. Community-minded. They invest in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Tornado with the same starters taking the floor as in the first quarter. McLean will make the inbounds play on the alternate possession rule as the Cavemen go into a shuffle. Ball comes down low. Slapped away out of bounds by Alec. So the Cavemen will get another shot this time from, instead of the half-court mark, it'll be halfway between the end line and the half-court mark. They'll throw that into the backcourt where McIntosh retrieves it, turns and walks back down. Plankenhorn picks him up right at the timeline, drives by Plankenhorn, flips the ball left-hand side into the corner, retrieved there by McLean, bounce pass down low by Morgan. Morgan kicks it back out to McIntosh, head fakes, drives, penetrates, gets the ball down low to Morgan. He's got room, lays it up and in. There's one. And Morgan picks up his seventh point in the basketball game. 31-22 into the forecourt quickly. Plankenhorn comes right-hand side to Curtis on the wing. Looks for a man on the cut, goes left-hand side to Akul, or Alec. Alec left-hand side on the wing to Plankenhorn. Bounce pass down low. Curtis lays one of it in. Curtis finds two. That's his first of the basketball game. Been on ball, but that's the first score. 31-24. Into the forecourt quickly. It's McLean with his bright green shoes. Ball right-hand side in the hands of McIntosh. Out front to Jesse. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Posted low. Spins, and they're going to call him for a traveling call. He was being... had a man right behind him and got his feet kind of moving in a couple of directions, trying to maintain his balance, called for the travel. There's a turnover for Grant's pass. They get the ball back into the hands of the Tornado and Blankenhorn as he walks the ball down uncontested, right front court. Gives the ball up to Curtis on the wing, right-hand side. Looks down low, looks out front. Can't find anybody. Now out front to Healy. Healy. Pass stolen away by McIntosh all the way. Lays one up, and this one's good. And McIntosh picks up his seventh point in the basketball game. On the drive, left-hand side, ball kicked out to Alec. Alec on the wing. Out between the circles, then to Curtis for the Tornado. Comes to back to the right-hand side, gives the ball up to Klug. Klug head fakes, drives to the free-throw line. Panda traits, lays one up, and that's good. And Klug finds a lane, and he picks up two. So we're pretty even so far, 33-26 the score. Grants back, and it's McLean on the drive, kicks it right-hand side in the corner to McIntosh. Out front, then to Jesse. Jesse back out to McLean. 24-footer by McLean is good! Wow. Gives him 8 on the basket ball game. Cavemen by 10, 36-26. Plankenhorn out front, goes right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis puts the ball on the floor, hands it to Olak. Olak spins, comes out between the circles, shovels left-hand side to Curtis. He'll launch a long one, too. This one's off, no good. Rebound tipped out to McLean. McLean comes back, 3-on-2 break. All the way, takes it, lays it up, and McLean lays it up and in. And those layups are going in. McLean now has 10 points in the basketball game. Cavemen up 38-26. Ball right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball. Out between the circles. Goes left-hand side. 18-footer on the way by number 4. That's Alec. He'll get his second field goal of the night. Got 5 points in the basketball game. McLean walks the ball down. Alec picks him up right at the timeline. And a blocking foul called on Alec. And he'll pick up the infraction. That's his first of the night. And the first team foul on anybody. McLean comes out. Gets a high five. McLean comes over to make the inbounds play from the sideline. As DeShane drops into the backcourt to take the inbounds pass. Flips the ball up quickly to McLean. Down low quickly to Morgan. Morgan had fixed one way. Comes back hard inside. Gets a man off the field. Goes up and... Morgan works hard. That's his third field goal. He's got 9 in the basketball game. Long pass down the floor. Off balance, Flay flips it back out front quickly to Healy. Healy gives the ball up to Curtis. Curtis backs away from Bruner's defense. Tries to get by him. Can't do it. Goes to Alec out front. Alec Kicks the ball down low. Curtis got free. Shoots over Bruner. Off no good. Rebound in the hands of Morgan. And the Cavemen come back on the run. The Cavemen are out rebounding the Tornadoes so far. McLean to DeShane. Left-hand side to Bruner. Drives the baseline. Elevates off glass. It's good. And Bruner gets his ninth point in the basketball game. And the Cavemen on a run here. 42-28. They lead. 4:25 to play. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. It's 42-28. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. 4:25 to play here in the third period. Cavemen lead it right now, 42-28. 14-point lead for Grants Pass here. When play is resumed, it'll be Tornado basketball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. And the ball comes into Plankenhorn in the backcourt as the Cavemen still staying at primarily man-to-man defense so far. Out front to Plankenhorn between the circles. Left-hand side to Klug. Klug goes to the corner. Ball right-hand side on the wing. Then back out front to Whithole Johnson. To Curtis. Three-pointer on the way. This one's off from the Alec. Rebounded by Morgan in the corner. Brings the ball back to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt. Left-hand side to McLean. And I post in to brings out to the left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan tries to attack along the baseline. Decides against it. Back out front to McIntosh. To DeShane on the wing. DeShane high post to Morgan. Right-hand side then to McIntosh. McIntosh looks for a pick, then rolls through. Shot is up and good. He was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So McIntosh picks up his ninth point in the contest. And number 21, that's Whittle Johnson, will get his third of the basketball game. Second team foul this quarter. 3:39 to play here in the third period. Torres going to check in, and Klug going to sit down at the free throw line right now. Mr. McIntosh. A 56.5% free throw shooter, we suspect better than that overall. So let's see if we can bring that up here a little bit right now. 44-28 to score. Shot is up. Off the Bayard and no good. And the rebounding action comes out off of Grant's pass. It'll be Tornado basketball inbounds from the end line. Far into the floor as some substitutions are made. Rosetta comes out on the floor for Grant's pass. Jesse is the only starter on the bench, getting a little breather right now. So DeShane pips into the backcourt to pick up Ortega now with the basketball, bringing it into the forecourt. Looks for Klug, left-hand side. Then goes to Alec, left-hand side on the wing now. He's surrounded by Morgan. Ball comes way out front to Curtis. McLean tries for the steal. Curtis tries to drive by him. Goes to Torres on the corner, right-hand side. Loose basketball picked up by McIntosh on the drive. Comes all the way down. Lays one up high off glass. No good. And a blocking foul called on the Tornado. McIntosh went into the wall, south end of the gym, into the cushion there. But he's all right. So Alec will pick up his second infraction of the basketball game. That's his second this period. And the third foul on the Tornado going to the free throw line. Once again, number 11, Tyler McIntosh. No, they said that was Curtis. Okay, we'll give that to Curtis. Changed their mind in midstream. So McIntosh up to the free throw line. Looking for his 10th point in the basketball game. in and out won't go. He'll have one more. 3:12 left to play here in the third, 44-28. Caveman with the lead right now. Shot is up. Off. 0-for-3, McIntosh. Rebound for the Tornado. Ball in the hands of Alec. Alec out front. Hands the ball out quickly to Ortega. Ortega right-hand side to Torres. Torres gives the ball up to Curtis. Curtis fakes on way. Looks down low for Alec. Can't get to him. Comes back out front. Alec steps out to the wing. Takes the pass there. Shoots over one on the alley-oop down low. Lost out of bounds by Klug. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. So 44-28, 2:50 to play. Third period. Caveman leading 44-28. Inbounds play coming from McLean to DeShane in the backcourt. Token pressure in the backcourt. Actually, three men in the backcourt. DeShane goes right-hand side to McLean. Comes up to the timeline. Crosses uncontested. Curtis picks him up there. Comes back left-hand side to DeShane. Then on the wing to McIntosh. McIntosh looks down low. Comes out front quickly to Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor. Head fakes. Drives all the way. Kisses off glass. It's good. And Bruner finds another couple. He's got 11 in the basketball game now. And the ball coming down in the hands of Ortega. Left-hand side for the Tornado. Left front court now trying to get by DeShane. Hands the ball off quickly to Torres. Torres on the wing tries to drive by DeShane now. Gets outside the lane. Kicks it right-hand side to Alec. Alec fires for three. In and out won't go. Rebound going to be Grants Pass basketball. Game 46-28, 2:09 to play. McLean is waiting out of bounds to bring the ball in bounds, but some substitutions for the Tornado. We'll pick them up as best we can. First time we've seen Sawyer, for instance, number two. He's a 5'11 junior. Inbounds play quickly comes to DeShane. DeShane in the backcourt with McLean shadowing him down the left-hand side. DeShane into the forecourt, right across the big and white JP circle in the center. Right-hand side to McLean on the wing now. Out front to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner fakes one way, kicks it out to DeShane for three. Top of the key, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rosetta rebounds, goes back up with it, and draws the foul. So Rosetta attacks underneath. And he'll check that. It's Bruner. Torres will pick up the infraction. His first of the night, fourth team foul on the Tornado. Going to the free throw line is Bruner. Misses his first shot. He is now 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Once again with 11 points so far. Shot is up. And again, off. No good. Rebound controlled by Rosetta, though. Kicks it out to DeShane. He'll launch a three. That's off. No good. Rosetta picks up the rebound again. Muscles went up. That's good. And Rosetta now has his fifth point of the basketball game. And it's 48-28. Grants Pass by 20 right now. Ball left-hand side. And Curtis fires the three. This hits the back of the iron. Off. Hit the guy wire. Dead ball. It's Grants Pass's basketball. Inbounds from the inline. Far into the floor. As McIntosh, who's been having a little breather, comes back in. And DeShane sits down. Morgan gets the ball inbounds quickly to McLean. McLean drives full speed down the left-hand side, crosses the forecourt, then slows things down, waits for this team to reset. Right-hand side quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh calls the play from the right front court, crosses to the left-hand side, draws a double team to McLean, then down low to Morgan on the hard of the glass, attacks from the left-hand side, gets the rebound back finally. Again, muscles went up. That's good. And Morgan really asserting himself now. He's got 11 in the basketball game. 50-28 with the last minute ticking off the clock right now here in the third period. Ball right-hand side quickly to Smith. Back out front. Ball comes right-hand side to Torres. Torres gets the ball out to Healy. Healy fires for three, and it's off. No good. Rebound controlled by McLean. McLean as good a rebounder as a caveman have, and certainly not the tallest man on the floor. Drives the right-hand side. It's great timing and positioning. Ball right-hand side then to McIntosh. Out front then to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side to McLean. McLean spins, kicks the ball right-hand side to McIntosh, brings it back out front. Caveman looking for that good shot. 14 seconds on the shot clock here. And a little pushing foul, just a little bump by Sawyer. Draws the foul. So Sawyer will pick up his first And that's the fifth team foul on the Tornado. I think we've got shots there, don't we? Yeah. So we'll put McIntosh on the free throw line. So McIntosh, 0 for 3, has a chance to redeem himself with a couple of shots here. 19.8 seconds left here in the third period. It's 50-28. Grants Pass with a pretty good lead right now. Deep breath, shot is up, and good, nothing but net. That's his 10th point. So the Cavemen have three men in double figures so far. Four men in double figures so far. Shot is up, and good. 2 of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the contest. 52-28, 17 seconds and counting down here. Clock is running as a Tornado have the basketball out front in Ortega's hands. Ball comes right-hand side to Healy. Healy out front then too, and an over-aggressive foul by McIntosh draws the foul. Tried for the steal and fell into the opponent. So that'll be his second and first team foul of this period for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So it'll be Tornado ball inbounds from the sideline just in front of their own bench. Comes out front quickly to Ortega. Drives, lays one up over the edge of the rim, and it's good. And Ortega gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. And the third period will end with the Cavemen leading 52-30. We'll be back with the fourth and final period after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth period coming up here for you from Peter Newman Gymnasium Night. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. You hungry for pizza? Want a late dinner? Hey, listen, give them a call right now at 476-2133. Chances are that pizza will be waiting for you hot and juicy just by the time you get home tonight. Or just stop by there and have some refreshing beverages also after the game. 52-30 the score right now. 8 minutes on the clock. We've got one quarter to play, and the Cavemen lead it as the Tornado put the ball in play. All out front in the hands of Ortega now. Kicks it right-hand side quickly to number two. That's Sawyer. Sawyer back out front to Klug. Klug tries to drive, elevates him 5 feet off. Ball slapped away, picked up by Morgan. Outlet comes back to Bruner. Bruner brings the ball down himself. Lead pass up right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball on the right front court. Turns, spins, drives, kicks the ball left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta to the free throw line. Backs away. Comes the left-hand side, lobs the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner out front again to Morgan. Morgan looks left and right, looks for Bruner along the baseline, can't find him, kicks him left hand side, then in the corner to Bruner. Bruner to the free throw line to Rosetta. He elevates from there and nails it. So Rosetta gets his third field goal. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. I think this is his best scoring night as a Caveman. Ball out front now goes left hand side to Torres. Torres with the basketball, looks for help, comes right hand side to number 10. That's Anderson. First time we've seen him on the floor as Sawyer spins right hand side looking for help. Backs away from the Grants Pass defense, goes left-hand side to Klug. Klug on the wing, hesitates, tries to drive by Bruner, can't do it. Stripped to the basketball by Jesse. Jesse's out in front all the way. Kicks the ball left-hand side to McIntosh, over to Bruner, and Bruner lays it up and in. So the Cavemen move the ball around a little bit, and Bruner picks up his 13th point of the basketball game as Ortega brings it right back. Cavemen up 56-30 against the Black Tornado here at Heater Newman Gym. On the drive, Ortega elevates, shot blocked. Picked up by Sawyer out front. Right-hand side again to Ortega. Shoots the three, and this one's good for Ortega. Ortega's second field goal of the night. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. 56-33, 6:20 to play. Bruner right-hand side with the basketball. Out front then to Morgan. Morgan left-hand side to Rosetta in the corner. He'll launch a three. That's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Number 8 will pick it up in a moment. Ball stolen right back by McIntosh, and McIntosh on the drive. Whistle stops the action before he can get close. Put the ball up anyway. Let's see what the call is. The official comes to the sidelines. Foul called on Sawyer. His second. It'll be Caveman ball inbounds from the sidelines. 56-33 the score. Caveman in control of this one right now. McLean comes over to make the inbounds play. Flips it down low to Morgan in the corner right-hand side. Works against their big guy. Johnson flips the ball out front now to McLean, right front court. McLean gets ahead, gets a little pick from Morgan, drives the corner, back to Morgan on the pick and roll. Morgan lays it up and in again. Morgan's fifth field goal. He's got 13 points in the basketball game, 58-33, 5:47 to play. On the drive down right-hand side, Ortega shoots the three. It's off. No good. Rebound, Tornado. Gives to Sawyer, left-hand side in the corner. Looks for help. Flips the ball out front to Ortega. Right at the top of the key. Back out front. Shot is up again. And this one is good for number 13. That's Snyder. His first two of the basketball game. First time we've seen him on the floor. As Coach Plankenhorn has gone to his bench here early on the drive into the forecourt quickly. It's McLean with the basketball. McLean tries to drive back right-hand side. And all over him is Ortega. Ortega will... No, Grant's Pass called a timeout. A look at the scoreboard. 58-36 is the score. Grant's Pass by 22. 5:14 to play. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
All right, when play is resumed, Grants Pass basketball. McLean will make the inbounds play about 10 feet down from the half-court mark. Tried to go down low to Rosetta. It was deflected out of bounds by the Tornado. It's still Grants Pass ball inbounds from about the same spot. McLean will make the inbounds play. Yeah, actually, they'll move him down another 10 feet, so he's closer to the end line. Ball out front, though, to Deshane this time. Deshane right front court, left front court now to Bruner. Bruner gives the ball up to Morgan, left front court. Morgan on the wing, looks down low for Bruner, gets the ball out front to Deshane. And Deshane looking to create something. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner double teamed down low as the ball slapped out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. 58-36 the score. Grants Pass by 22. 4:55 to play. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO. Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270. 99.7 on the FM band and on the World Wide Web at KJO.com. Ball right-hand side then to Morgan. Morgan gives the ball high post to McLean. McLean has the ball slapped away, and a whistle stops the action away from the basketball. I think it's going to be Grants Pass ball. Let's see. Foul called on number 13, Tate Snyder. That'll be his first of the basketball game. First team foul on anybody in this period. Jesse's been getting a little breather. He comes back in, and Rosetta sits down. Caveman put a picket line across the end line, and break out of that. Bounce pass inside quickly to Bruner. Kicks the ball out to Deshane. Launches a three and a fadeaway 10-footer by Morgan on the rebound. He's pushed away, and Sawyer will draw this foul. So second foul on the Tornado. Actually, that'll be his third. And it's free throw line. Luke Morgan. So Morgan, 3 of 5 tonight. 13 points in the contest so far. Shot is up and good. That's his 14th. And looking for his 15th here with his second shot. Little equipment adjustment, I think, going on here. All right, once again to Morgan at the free throw line. Shot is up. Off, no good. 4 of 7 from the free throw line for Luke tonight. Ortega brings the ball down now for the Tornado. Drives the left-hand side. Gives the ball up on the wing. Into the corner left-hand side to Blankenhorn. Out front then to Sawyer. Right-hand side to Ortega. Ortega slips to the left-hand side. Then goes to, again to Smith. Alley-oop down low to ball kick left-hand side again to Blankenhorn. He'll shoot the three and it's good. DeShane brings the ball inbounds. 59-39 the score right now. 4 minutes on the clock as we speak. Ball left-hand side on the drive. DeShane kicks the ball back out between the circles to Morgan. Morgan holds the ball, slides to the right-hand side. Brunner steps out to take the ball, then bounce pass down low to a McLean fadeaway four-footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound into the hands once again of the Tornado. Through heavy traffic, it's Ortega fighting against DeShane. Ortega top of the key, tries to drive, spins into the paint. Kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner to Sawyer. Sawyer's got room along the baseline, kicks the ball right-hand side out of bounds. I think was slapped away by either McLean or Jesse. It'll be Tornado's ball inbounds from the end line there into the floor. And checking in for Grant's pass is McIntosh. Comes in and DeShane sits down. Sawyer will make the inbounds play. They'll put about 4 minutes across the top of the key here. On the cut, it's deflected. Loose basketball flipped out and will roll out of bounds. And it's going to be Grant's Pass basketball. So McLean comes over to make the inbounds play from just in front of the scorer's table at the timeline. Gives a basketball, and Morgan breaks into the backcourt to take the inbounds pass right back to McLean. McLean puts the ball on the floor, flips it right-hand side to Jesse, then on the wing quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh drives to the baseline, then stops on the wing, back out front, then to Morgan. Morgan left-hand side, looks for a cutter, can't get inside, goes left-hand side, then to Jesse. Out front, then to McLean, right-hand side to McIntosh, then on the wing to Brunner, down low on the baseline to Jesse. He's got room, but doesn't attack, comes right-hand side to Morgan. Morgan does attack, all the way to the glass, it's up and good, and he was fouled. So Morgan will pick up his sixth field goal. He's got 16 points in the basketball game and going to the free throw line. Fouled again by number 21, Whittle Johnson, his fourth of the basketball game. So Morgan goes to the free throw line, 4 of 7 tonight. He's a leading scorer in the contest right now with 16. Balanced scoring by Grant's Pass. I think we've got at least four guys in double figures. Shot is up. Good for Morgan. 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Ortega brings the ball down for the Tornado into the forecourt. Moves off to the right-hand side. Head fakes and tries to drive the paint. Floats one up from the right-hand side. Draws the foul, I believe. A little pushing foul going to go against Grant's Pass. Let's see. Brunner? I think Brunner. So Brunner will pick up the infraction. Going to the free throw line is Ortega. He's got 7 points in the basketball game, all in the second half. Shot is up and off, no good. And whistle stops the action and the rebounding action. And Morgan draws this infraction. That'll be the second on Luke and the second on Grant's Pass in this period. 2:53 to play, 62-41. And Ortega gets the ball inbounds left-hand side. Ball out front quickly to number 13. We'll pick up his name in a minute. That's Snyder. Snyder comes back right-hand side to Ulick. Ulick out front with the basketball. Moves out between the circles now. Moves off to the left-hand side. Backs away. And the Caveman showing just kind of a matchup zone right now. Ulick goes left-hand side. Lose the basketball. Picked up, though, by McIntosh. Long pass out to McLean, but stolen away by Snyder in the backcourt. Lobs it over quickly. Into the forecourt, Tornado on the attack. Ball comes right-hand side in the corners. At Healy, kicks the ball back out to number 10 and calls him for the travel. That's Anderson, a 6'2 junior, call for the travel. 62-41, 2:20 to play. Grants Pass seemingly in control of this one right now. Well, I'm at Wolverines here next Friday night, folks. Hope you'll join us right here on the radio and in the gymnasium. Jesse walks the ball down now, goes right-hand side to McLean. McLean drives left-hand side. Looks for room in the paint. Floats went up from about 8 feet. And it's put back in by, no, I thought it, double dribble called on the Tornado. As Coach Jesse's clearing his bench right now. And let's see, we've got Brushmeyer on the floor, Rosetta on the floor, number 13 on the floor, Ben Antley on the floor. And 14 is Brewerman. Bushmeyer on the drive. It's DeShane out front with the basketball. Flips the ball over to the cheerleaders. Not a good way to get a date, kid. Let me tell you. 62-41, turns it over with a minute 57 to play. Made the pass, the man had already cut away from it. Just went right into the cheerleaders' hands. Ortega brings the ball down now for the Tornado. Comes right-hand side quickly to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball. Gives the ball left-hand side again to Anderson. Then down low ball. Slapped away by Rosetta. Out of bounds. It'll be Tornado basketball inbounds on the end line with a minute 44 to play. Ortega from the end line. Ball goes left-hand side to Okul, or Alec. Alec tripped up from behind by number 13 for Grant's pass. That will be Ben Antley. And if the official there. Antley's first mark in quite a while, as a matter of fact. Inbounds play quickly on the alley-oop. Won't go. Tip-up is good, though, for number 10, Nate Anderson. He gets his first two baskets, or first 2 points in the basketball game. DeShane bounce pass left-hand side to Antley on the wing. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane fakes one way, lobs it right-hand side to Bushmeyer. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane drives, has room, kicks the ball left-hand side to Antley for three from the corner. Rolls just off, no good. Rebound Rosetta. Rosetta stripped to the basketball, but fouled. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. And the foul called on as the official comes to sidelines. Number 10, Nate Anderson will pick up his third with a minute 15 to play. Oh, fifth foul. We'll put him on the free throw line. So Rosetta stands in. He is one for one so far tonight. 42% coming into this game with limited attempts, but his best game so far. Hits the back of the net and off this time. He's got 7 points tonight. I'm relatively sure that's his best scoring game. No, pardon me, he had 7 against Benson. So one more, and this will be his best game. And one more shot right now at the charity stripe. Let's see. Shot is up. Good! 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 8 points tonight, and his best scoring game as a caveman basketball player. Ortega brings the ball down now for the Tornado. Minute 8 showing on the clock. It's running, of course. Ball tops the key. Ball right-hand side and quickly to Alec. Alec goes elevate. Shot is off. No good. Foul called underneath against the Grants pass. Cayman DeShane was there. So does Berman. We'll see. The official turns and gives us the exact number. Rosetta. That's his second of the night. 14th foul for Grants pass. And from the end line, ball comes in down low. Shot is up, no good. Rebound finally into the hands of Rosetta, pulling in that rebound, and gets the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane in the backcourt, 52 seconds. Clock is running. Cayman out front in control of this, and right now 63-43. Ball out front to hand. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Borman. Borman to DeShane on the cut. Back to Borman, wing left-hand side. Shovels right-hand side again to Antley. Bullet pass down low into the corner to Bushmeyer. Bushmeyer. Little stutter step, pass out front, stolen away by Torres. Lead pass out, stolen away by Rosetta. Rosetta's pulled that one back in. 24 seconds on the clock. DeShane has the ball slapped away. I think he was fouled, and I think that's what they're going to call on number 13. So, or did they even call a foul or just say he slapped it away? Just slapped it away. Don't want to stop the clock here. DeShane in the forecourt, right-hand side, still moving with the basketball, 13 seconds, gives the ball up left-hand side to Bushmeyer. Bushmeyer down low to Borman. Borman fakes one way, comes back out front to Bushmeyer, puts the ball on his hip, 4-3-2, puts the ball on the floor, ball rolls away. Final score, a 20-point win for Grants Pass, 63-43. We'll be right back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated,
game,
CCB
number 67663. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. Head coach Joel Jesse has just joined us here. And hey, Coach, congratulations. 20-point win. Not too bad, huh?
Yeah, boys played phenomenal defense tonight.
I was going to say.
They did a great job.
You really turned up the defense in the second period and took control of the basketball game.
Yeah, you know, we always start games slow. We're trying to change that culture. But second quarter, they played phenomenal. Staying on the ground, not trying to block shots, and that allowed us to get the rebounds that sometimes we have a tough time doing. So just overall, they played the gaps right. We rebound and did a good job.
All right. No doubt about that. And you got the ball in the hole. You had some balanced scoring tonight. You got four guys in double figures. So you're concerned about putting the ball in the hole. It went tonight.
Yeah, you know, it took us a while to get there, though. I don't know where our points were in the first quarter, but it took our big guys a little bit. They finally get it in that hole, and then once they saw one or two go in, then it started heating up. Gavin hit, I think, two or three threes, and so they everybody started loosening up a little bit when Gavin hit that first three, and then everybody started kind of feeling a little bit better.
All right. We had to notice that your freshman, Rosetta, playing with a lot more confidence.
Yeah, you know, he's just you know, as a freshman playing at the varsity level, you have to go through a lot of up and downs. And the preseason, you know, there was just a lot of stuff that he had to learn within our system. He's a very, very smart kid, very, very high IQ, and starting to understand it and when to take shots, and did a good job tonight in helping us rebound and played some smart defense for sure.
We talked in the pregame about Bruner, and Bruner had a good game tonight. I think 13 points for Bruner here and was a real significant factor in the basketball game.
Had a couple of talks with him, letting him know that, you know, basketball-wise, he's our best basketball player on the floor, and he needs to act like it and take some shots. And, you know, at the beginning, the shots weren't falling, but finally he started getting more and more confident. You know, I think that 11 or 13 or whatever he had probably would have been 20 if he had hit some of the earlier buckets.
All right. So his confidence is growing. What else did you like about tonight's game? We talked about defense already and picked out some of your players. Of course, Morgan really asserted himself underneath the basket.
Yep. Finally, he understood where the double team was coming from. I told him to, instead of going inside, your first move needs to look on the inside and then go baseline and then just move him out of your way. And he did that three or four times after that. And then he started just getting a lot more confident. So, yeah, he started little bit, I think that was probably third quarter, he just started feel a little bit more comfortable there, for sure.
Young man, you may be familiar with Jesse, I think, had a couple of great stuffs tonight, brought the crowd to their feet.
Yeah, you know, Jaden and Tyler McIntosh, their job is to lengthen the floor and speed up the game for us when we need it, and you know, they're fun to watch in the full court. Half court, they struggle a little bit, but full court, those two guys are fast flyers and high flyers for sure.
Right. I don't know how many, we mentioned McIntosh, I don't know how many turnovers he forced tonight, but he's got great quick hands and great anticipation. At least he did tonight.
Yeah, and we expected that from him all season. He's, for one reason or another, his rotations haven't been the way that they needed to be. And tonight he got it right and dialed it in. So, you know, saved the best for league. I can't ask for anything more than that.
Good. Do it again.
Yeah, that's right. We got to do it again on their floor.
And let's see. Let's do it again on Friday night. The Willamette Wolverines coming in. What do you know about
Thursday night, Chuck? Game got switched Thursday night because of the snowstorm that's coming in. So we play Thursday night, same game times as Friday, but we do play on Thursday as of right now.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that heads up, Coach. Thursday night, what do we know about Willamette?
Willamette's a lot of the same team that they had last year. I can't remember the name, but the kid who has a mohawk, I can't remember his name, but he's their main scorer. So we'll emphasize a lot of...
We'll remember him.
we'll emphasize a lot of double team on him and try to do our stifling defense against them. Our boys feel pretty confident against their offensive sets just because we played against it a little bit. And so, you know, I feel like... Thursday night could be a really fun one because it's a six pack. The girls will be there too, so
going to be a lot of basketball on Thursday.
All six teams are going to be there. The Willamette girls are good, and so the Grants Pass Lady Cavers are going to need the community support as well.
All right, now the boys game is at 7.
I don't know. It was the same. Well, it was the same time as it was scheduled as, okay. On Friday. So
it was
probably no better than
it is
I did.
Scheduled at 7. Yes.
There we go. So it is the 7.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. And hey, we'll see you bright and early on Thursday night now.
Yep.
And congratulations, big win tonight against
Black Medford Black Medford Tornadoes.
The North Medford
right,
Black Tornadoes.
Thank you,
Head Coach Joel
yep.
Jesse. Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist. First of all, as a team, Grants Pass led by 1 at the end of the first period, 13-12. Won the second period significantly to go up 29-22. Won the third period really significantly, 23-8, to make the score 52-30 at the end of 3. And actually tied in the fourth period, 13-all, 63-43. The final score, a 20-point win for Grants Pass. Grants Pass scoring came on 24 field goals, 4 three-pointers. Grants Pass hit, 51%, 11 of 20 free throws. And compared to the Black Tornado, they were 17. They hit 17 field goals, 6 three-pointers. They were 2 of 3 from the free throw line. In terms of rebounds, Grants Pass was still out-rebounded by 1, 19-18 overall. Floor percentage for Grants Pass, 54%. That improved by about 13 points over the first half. For the Tornado, it was 51%. They were 17 of 33. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass only 9 turnovers in the basketball game compared to 21 turnovers for the Black Tornado. We'll run down the individual numbers for Grants Pass, and we come back right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Looking out at the scoring for Grants Pass, Jordan Rosetta picked up three field goals, 2-4-3 from the free throw line, 8 points. That's his best scoring game as a Grants Pass Keeman so far. Picked up a couple of fouls in the final stages of the game. Ben Atley came off the bench, picked up a single foul. We also saw McKittrick, Brischmeyer, and Broerman come in the final minutes. Zach Deshane played most of the game in and out, not in a starting role. Didn't figure into my scoring line, but contributed significantly. Jaden Jesse, 2 field goals, 4 points, no fouls. Tyler McLean had 4 field goals. 1 3-pointer was 2 of 5 from the free throw line. That gives him 11 points in the basketball game and 2 fouls. Peyton Brunner had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 of 3 from, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 13 points and a single foul. Gavin McLean had 4 field goals, 4 field goals, 2 threes. And 10 points. Didn't go to the free throw line and was not whistled for a foul. And Luke Morgan had 6 field goals, was 5 of 9 from the free throw line, giving him 17 points. So Grants Pass puts 4 men in double figures tonight. That's tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference, one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Tonight's player of the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And at this point, we'd like to pick out about 6, but we can only pick 1. And, of course, we tell you every time that it's not just scoring that goes into it, but overall play and team play and passing and defense and rebounding and all those things go into it. And we'll tell you our decision tonight right after this word from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
And tonight's player of the game, certainly a return to form, has scored not only well, but rebounded well, defended well, caused turnovers, at the cost of the tornado tonight. So our player of the game tonight, with a total of 13 points on 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 of 4 shooting from the free throw line, 13 points. Peyton Brunner, our player of the game, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we'll wrap things up after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Well, to wrap things up tonight, just a word of the change in the schedule because of the impending weather that's coming into the area. Tonight's the next scheduled game is Friday night. That has been moved ahead to Thursday night right here at Heater Newman Gym against the Willamette Wolverines. So that's a change that has just happened. So wanted to make you aware of that. Keep your dial set right here, 1270 AM, 99.7 on the FM band, and we'll keep you appraised of any further changes. In the meantime, though, we want to move right ahead and tip our hats to Rhino Diotti, Staffing Radio Control. Our executive producer is Carl Wilson. Additional stats from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Caveman 63, the Black Tornado 43. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KGO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.